So the Shatz, who's going to be calling out to the Kahanim, and then afterwards is going to continue on this tefillah, we do not want him answering Amen, because he needs to stay focused to be able to makor properly, and therefore we're afraid that if he says Amen, he's going to get confused. Mishabura, Ayin Aleph, Acher Bracha Shel Kahanim, Shem Tizbalbal Daitoi, he might get confused. Well, Yeda Lahakras Acher Kach, Pasuk Sheni or Shlishi, he won't be able to then read to the Kahanim the words of the second and third Pasuk. V'Mizbalum Etoch HaSidr, U'Muvtach Lo Yishol Loi Tizbalbal Daitoi, if he's davening from a Siddur and therefore he's not worried, we're not worried about him getting confused. He feels confident he won't get confused. So that then, Rasher Lanas Omein, he's allowed to answer Omein. Now, but he's a Milosh Manesri, so how does he answer Omein a Milosh Manesri? The Omein's Eno Nechshav Hefzik Dehu Tzarech Tefilo. As much as Chazar were conveying Brichas Kahanim, it's part of Chazar Sashatz. So this is part of the Tefilo. So saying Omein on these Brachas is not considered something which is improper. Therefore, while Omein shall Bracha Asher Kiddushan B'tusha Shashal Aaron, Yesh Makir B'shab B'chol Gavin L'yana Mishum Hefzik B'tefilo. So some say you don't answer Amen on the Baruch of the Kahanim say Asher Kiddushanu. Correct. B'shani Amen Shal Birchas Kahanim Gufa Adolai Havi Hefzik Shumar Al Kabbalah Zabracha. So the Bracha is part of the Chazar Sashatz. The Amen is being Makabal the Bracha, which is part of Chazar Sashatz. Whereas the Amen of the of Bracha Asher Kiddushanu was the regular Amen of the middle of a Bracha, which you don't answer Milosh Manasri. So it's interesting so this Amen really functions in a different level than your regular Amen. This Amen is the act of Kabbalah's Bracha, which according to the Haredim was a mitzvah. So Moshe has a tshuva. Moshe suggests that this Amen would be the one example you have a chiyuv Amen deraisa. You have a chiyuv to be makabel the Bracha, which we show that by saying Amen. So we've makayim the Haredim, according to the Haredim, we've makayim the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Bracha by saying Amen.
Why main to the Kohanim's brother?
Right.
Not to the Asher Kiddushanim.
Correct. Okay. That being said, regards to a person holding Milosh Manasseh, right? So the Moshe Dishra here brings a lot of different possibilities and different shittas. But the Iker Sak is that when a person is in the middle of so a few things, in Milosh Manasseh, he should stop and listen. He doesn't answer Amen, we should stop and listen. If he happens to be finished L'chon Elo Hodes together with the Chazim, or alternatively he was davening together with the Chazim the whole time, so then he would answer Amen. In that situation he would answer Amen. He brings over here that Rav Moshe actually contemplates the possibility that since it's a halacha, the bracha has to be said panim upon him. So the case where he's going to be in such a way that he's will be behind the kahanim, he's allowed to actually walk in Milosh Manasseh. He can't speak. He's allowed to walk in Milosh Manasseh to be in front of the kahanim. Alternatively, he says you shouldn't start in such a way that you can't. If he holds it, if you say you can't move, you really shouldn't start in such a way that you're going to be stuck behind the kahanim. That's what Moshe says. They bring Rabbi Yashu. Rabbi Yashu says, "You that was your answer. If you can't move, you're an honest. You're not worse than the Amshe Basadis." I haven't seen if they talk about in this issue. I looked through it once, and I came up that Pashas, you don't. Let's say in order to move your seat, I have this problem. I sit in Mizrach. In order to move your seat to be able to be in front of the Kahanim, as opposed to behind the Kahanim, you need to walk in front of somebody's davening Shemoneh Esrei. So are we going to be matter the person to walk? If you say that, like Rabbi Yashu is standing, you're an honest, you can't walk, and if you're an honest, you're like Amshe Basadis, which gets the bracha, even though they're not in front of the Kahanim. So my inclination would be that would be correct, that you shouldn't move, and you should and you'll be like Amshe Basadis. So I looked it up once, and I came out, I think I found somebody said that. Okay.
What if you have to walk in front of someone else who's not Mishmonas? Right. To get in front of the Kohanim.
Sif Chav. Im shliach tzibur koyim. So it's much more common in Eretz Yisrael, the problem, you know, where a person they duchen every single day, a person who has a parent who was nifter, he's davening for the yomid regularly, and he's a koyim. Right, so what does he do? Im yeshom kanim acherim. Well, he says kapov. So if there's other kahanim, so he's not, he doesn't do nesias kapayim. Okay. And this is even if a person, we dive from a sitter nowadays and we feel confident that he'll be able to go back to the correct seder hatfilah with ease, without difficulty, without, because he has a sitter in front of him. Still, what he says, kapov, if there are other kahanim. Lo yermelo la'alos, or lito yorov, the people should not tell him to be oila, or people should not tell him to go wash his hands to be oila, which that's indicative of the fact that he's supposed to be in the Zekapayim. Vi'i avli mamroloi, sorok la'alos, du oibri vasei imen ho'oila. So here we're going to say that if they do tell him to go up, he has to go up. That's what to say, the raisa, and that will override the din of the concern that he might forget and get confused. So even though there are other kahanim, it will go up. Well, he says, but and even if there's another kohen, he's not nosek kapayim if he's concerned, unless he's confident they won't get confused. But if he is confident, then the halacha is, he says, kapov, keshel tzis balta nesis kapayim. So he should be nosek kapayim in order not to lose the mitzvah nesis kapayim. The Kate said, yeah, so under that circumstance where we have no other Kohen, and A, B, he's Muftak, which nowadays we assume that because he has a sitter, that he's Muftak, he's confident he'll be able to return back to his the end of Chazar Shashas properly. So Yaakov Raglav Ma'at Bavoyder, we said before that any Kohen which has not started to move forward towards the Duchen, by Avoyder, it can't be Arla. So when it comes to the paragraph where it would say, he will move a little bit forwards towards the Duchen. Then he continues the rest of the bracha standing where he is, until Luchon Arlohoides. Then he walks up to the Duchen. Before Birchas Kahanim, and he says Birchas Kahanim, and he says Asher Kiddushanu, and Yibrecha Chayar and Yisa. B'yakul Acha, somebody else reads to him. He's the Chazan. Somebody else will read to him. And then Umasai Mechazan, and then he continues Sim Shalom. He finishes with Sim Shalom. V'mahamakra Kivein L'Tfilas Shletzibur Mitchila Batsayv. If the person who was the makra had been listening to Chazar Sashat all the way from the beginning up to this point, then Adotesh Yisayimach Makra Sim Shalom. So instead of having the person who was the erstwhile Chazan, who's now the Kayan Duchani, instead of having him complete the rest of Shemoneh Esrei, rather we have the Makra finish off. And that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishmar will bring that the Gro argues and says, no, even in that situation, we prefer that the Yitzibur should finish off.
Why would Makri finish off?
Why would he or wouldn't he?
That's the reason.
Because if our concern is over here being Muftach, so once the Karla was Oyla, he has to come back. Again, we're concerned about the Bilbul Adas, whereas the Makra, there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to. But again, we're only allowing that in a case where the Makra has the right to pick up. We had the cases before, in a case where the Chazan was Nishtatek, he wasn't able. So the law is we allow somebody else takes over, but we need a full Shemoneh Esrei. Two people each one saying half is not proper. So the answer, he was a Shemeh Ka'ina on Shemoneh Esrei up to this point, and then he continues. So that's what you're supposed to do. So the same thing over here. If the Makra had been listening to Shemoneh Esrei up from the beginning to this point, then he could take over and finish off.
Nowadays that we have Siddurim, I mean, the way it looks to me, The Kayan has done this before. So basically he just switches when he's down for the Yom, he just switches from Shliach Tzibur mode to Kohen mode back to Shliach Tzibur mode.
Let's see Mishibur.
It doesn't sound that complicated.
No, nothing's complicated.
With a siddur, I don't see it as being so complicated.
Okay. Let's see. So we said the first halacha is Lo Yisus Kapov. If there are other Kahanim, so he doesn't, he's not Noisa Kapai. Iron base. We're afraid that, you know, a person's up there, there's Amos at Tzibur, right? He's standing in front of the Tzibur, there's an Amo, and therefore, getting back, it's hard for him to pull it out. Okay, now, and even if the person's confident, for example, nowadays we have a sitter, a person is very ruggled doing this. Somebody else will do it. So allowing him to interrupt the Shemoneh Esrei and go up, we said, you know, don't do it, even if he's muftach. So in a case where there are other kahanim, he doesn't go up, period. Okay, now.
So is he the makri for the other kahanim then?
He'll be the makri. Okay.
Hypocrisy in there. He's calling
the Kohen to be. He doesn't name a Sibur because he's not saying Berkus Kahanim. And he's not being. We're saying right now, if somebody else, even though he's Muftach, we don't want him to be Arkir Yop Raglov. So he wasn't Arkir Raglov, but he doesn't go up. Yeah. Right? So he won't be Arkir Raglov.
When I was in Sabbatical Yishmael, I was an Avil, and I went down to the Yamalit, but somebody else would pick up from Chazarat HaShas.
From Bimakra, someone has to be Bimakra.
No, someone be the Shulas Tibur.
You could do that. Yeah, you could do that. I mean, in people's mind, we discussed this when Simon Samach tests at the din of that person is a Shema and everything in the Tabor are not better than the two different dinim. One's not taller than the other. Bechlal, so one person could prepare all the Shema, which means he says Baruch Hu through and the Berachos Kriya Shema. And somebody else says Chazar Shajat. One is no shaykh to the other. That's it. Right? There's a minyan of Cleveland where the basic minyan of Cleveland. So there's one person who's very ruggled and studying Shemoneh Esrei on time, and he davens every morning until Shemoneh Esrei. But he likes to daven on Shemoneh Esrei. So he walks away from the Omid right before Berachat Shabbat. You see, he moves over to the side, and then nobody's by the Omid, and then seven, 8 minutes later, somebody goes up and starts Chazar Shajat. And he's still davening Shemoneh Esrei, so you know, which is it's like so ruggled, like nobody even notices that. That's normal, you know. You know, the first time I walked in, they were saying, "That's interesting." Like, yeah, why not? You know, there's no halacha reason why you couldn't do that. Just is not so common. Actually, the minig Yerushalayim is the Ma'aseh V'Kayan is saying Chazar Shashat. The minig is that he does to Chaniv the other kahanim. That's the minig Yerushalayim.
Yeah, that's what they do in Malach.
Right. So it's not like this Mechaber. Eskapov, so okay, right. Doesn't say exactly where it comes from. That's what they do. Eskapov, who I made by Achash and a current marker, commercial cause with Sifcha Beis. I'm sorry. He's not the marker. Somebody else is the marker. He can stand there quietly. Somebody else is not a current as marker. But if they told him to be oiler, so then he has to go up. They told me oil already early. So therefore he has a chiyuv now to be Arkir Raglov by Ritzei. If a Kayan wasn't Arkir Raglov during Ritzei, it doesn't go up anymore. So that's him. He wasn't Arkir Raglov by Ritzei, and then all of a sudden somebody says, "Oh, you're a Kayan, go up." You know, in the middle of my demon says, "I'm sorry, you can't go up anymore, it's too late." Finally, Abba Sif Chatot and Test, Dasa Yerabi B'Shem Aram Mitzbezeh. I'm sorry, Sif Chatot and Test. What was that? His Mustafa was that. Maybe he's Mechuyev. If he wasn't Arkir Raglov B'Ritzei, he should be outside. So he doesn't have that option over here. Truth is over here, Pashas could be different. Okay, because he's the chazan. If it doesn't go up.
Which one? Sorry. If it wasn't Arkir Raglov by Ritzei, he should be outside.
He should go out before they duchen.
Didn't we already see something about the Shliach Tzibur? Is it going? He's going to duchen that he should move his feet a little bit.
Right, he's saying in a case where the Ramos says if they told him to go up, he has to go up. When did they tell him? So at the Mishabura, some of the cases they told him before Ritzay. Right? Because therefore he'll be Arkaragal by Ritzay. But because they tell him afterwards, he can't. Yeah. He says, that's the din over there before. And was watching Arkaragal by Ritzay, what is he supposed to do? He's, according to the Mormon, he's supposed to go out. Because there's Cheshash, they'll say he's Pogu. So Mishabura seems to be saying, Lachar, we should have some type of a problem over here. The Shail is, over there, he's standing by his seat, not going up. Over here's the chazan. You know, maybe not going because he's the chazan. So I'm not sure we'd have the same chashash. So this halacha, the Ramah says, so there are other kahanim. He shouldn't go up, even if he's muftach. Now they tell him go up, so he goes up anyway. He has to go up. Even though there are other kahanim. What about we're talking about cases, muftach or not muftach? Right? So the Mishnah Berurah, Tzidach Rehnem, the Afila im enu muftach lasha le tfilah, so gam kenyal le duchen. Even though he's not muftach to be chashel tefillah, so the mechashash tira for bilbal tefillah, shekolikar ena ela midivrei seraphim ein lo lavra al seder raisa. So we're saying right now that the seder raisa of nesias kapayim, which starts once he's told that he has to go up, will override the din of tefillah rabbanan. So it'll override even the case we're afraid he will not be able to be chashel tefillah. So. So we don't want him to be. We prefer that he's not Urkir Raglam and Urlul Dukh in the middle of Shon Esrei. The other kind of leave him alone. But somebody told him to go up, he has to go up. And nowadays we're sure that'll be true.
So it becomes a deraisa when somebody asks him to go up?
Correct.
If someone doesn't ask him, then he's. Then what's.
That's not deraisa. Because there's a dinner of Morlehem. You have to tell the Kahanim. The Morlehem is darshan both ways. The Kahanim, you have to tell the Kahanim, Duchen. So if you didn't tell
them. It could be anybody in the shul.
Well, that's what we do. We say Kahanim, that's what we're doing.
But it's Shatzibah who's doing that.
It doesn't mean anybody could do it.
And the Minhag, if it's Minhag Yerushalayim, it's somebody else.
Right.
The question is whether that's a Hefsek or not.
Okay.
But that Kahanim that we're doing is already after the Kahanim would have had to have gone up. But that's still our tzivri to them.
Our tzivri to them once they went up, right? But the point over here is we're saying over here this person is got a tzivri, so therefore he has to go up. So if he has to go up, he has to ergaragla beritzei. So there's practically it has to be. In other words, he got a personal hey, you're coming, go up type of a line. He got it during by ritzei. Now,
if nobody asks him, he doesn't. He doesn't have to go up. So it's like voluntary. So if he decides not to go up, it's okay. If nobody asks him.
Well, theoretically, you know, they wouldn't have to go up. But once they go up, and then we say Kohanim, now they've been to the rice.
I'm saying, but if nobody asks him, he's off the hook.
Theoretically, yeah.
But also, if somebody had, as long as he was Oker Raglav, I would say, if he was, you know, as long as he could get up there in time when they said Kohanim, you know, even if he wasn't quite there, then he could still go, right?
Correct. No, Baruch, that's a different question. Not this chazan over here in general. A kohen.
Yeah, that's
if a kohen wasn't there, what didn't go up.
Yeah. No, nobody asked.
And then nobody told him to go up, and then nobody said kahanim. And he stays by seat. Conversation ends. Or if he goes up and nobody says kahanim, he also stands there. So it's like this.
And he goes, but he...
Tell us a kahanim, he doesn't do anything.
If he's not asked, he's not allowed to go up, or he doesn't have to go up?
They can't go up until you say, we want to...
But let's say I'm talking about a case where there's one kohen in the shul, and nobody asked him.
So the case, if he didn't go up, he didn't go up. But if he did go up, he doesn't go up until they say kahanim.
But if there's one kohen, you don't say kahanim.
So okay, if there's one kohen, so is he mechuyev? That's a shalak. That's a dinder rabbanon.
It's what?
The dinder rabbanon. That's not the raisa.
What?
Because it says plural. Because
that's plural.
But he's allowed to go up if he wants to. I mean, even if no one calls him, he
correct.
It's the rabbanon, but he has a right to go up if he wants to.
To meet rabbanon, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's say there's no other kahanim. Then, even so, we don't tell him to be nosek kapa, but unless he's confident. Mutach l'shiyasa, l'didan she'isvah, mutach l'sidr, havi ke mutach l'shiyasa l'tifilosa. We automatically have that assumption because of the usage of the sidr. So now, If we're saying that the guy, the person is confident, so why, if there's other kahanim? Because besides the problem of being muftach, we also have the problem we don't want to be a karagim on shmonesa without unnecessarily. So there are other kahanim to apa muftach lo shirin and a little bit of leka kainacher. So the only time we're going to allow this is if you have the conjunction of both elements. There's no other kayin and he's muftach. If he's muftach, the other kahanim, or the other kahanim, he's not muftach. He doesn't go. If there's no other kahanim, he's not muftach. He doesn't go up.
Okay, so he's muftach and there's other kahanim, he still doesn't go up.
Correct, because we don't want to do a karag, walk around Moshe Nesri unnecessarily.
And if he's one kayin and he is muftach. So how does he wash his hands? Well, he doesn't.
He doesn't wash his hands, though. No. Well, he should wash his hands beforehand.
Before he goes up to the Yatsiba.
Right, and then it can be Sharmer Yadayim, which hopefully he should do anyway. Okay. Now, Ma'at Bavoid, Leilach L'Tzad Zuchim, so by Ritzeh, he moves a little bit forward. V'tamishim Hodis of L'Yel Sevchesa, and Shalom, you have to Urkaraga by Ritzeh. And then he finishes off to L'Chad Ne'al Hodis, V'yal L'Duchin, he goes up to the Duchin. Okay. So he goes up to the duchen. He walks from the shmones up to the duchen. Okay, and he's turns around ponim kaponim and he gives the bracha. Because that's what the Mechaber says to do it. The Ma'aseh minig Yerushalayim is not like that. The minig is that he stays by his seat and he turns around and faces the tzibur.
When Jacob's a kohen, he davens himself on the Rosh Hashanah. He just right. hops around and
right. Right. So, but in that situation, everybody has to move behind where the chazan is. Right. So, and So the source for that, the quotes over here in the Marsha Dersha, that's a Radvaz, Chumash Radvaz, and he says that that's what you do, not like the Mechaber. There are some people still which still like the Mechaber. Okay, so
you can't be behind the Kohen, could you be on the side?
No, you should be in front. I mean, you can be on the side, but it has to be the side in front.
Does he move his hands back and forth?
So it has to be the side in front. You don't have to be in front, you can be in the sides in front, but you can't be here, parallel to him.
You can't be proud, but if you're like one step behind him, or in front of him, I should say, then true. Basically, because he does move his hands around.
You mean by parallel to him, to his side?
To his side, yeah.
Shlich Tzibur's side?
Well, the Kohen side, wherever the Kohen is. So not only does he say that the Birchus Kohanim, but once he's saying Birchus Kohanim, he makes the Birchus Asher Kiddushanu. Okay, so that's what it means makar la'achar. Now, of ain loyber shemakar like tevis kahanim, v'tchila do'akim ashein shemalehu, epeskin liyav v'seviyud le'echad in akar kahanim. We don't call it kahanim because only one kohen. That's the whole case. Of a definition, that's the case. Aleph tvei, if the makar was a person who had listened to Shemoneh Esrei from the beginning, the whole time focused in, he should take over and finish off Shemoneh Esrei. So, what's the case? The case is, we're talking about a case of a person, A, there's no other kohen. B, he's muftach. And still we're saying, let somebody else take over to finish Shmoneh Esrei. You know, he's a muftach. The Kamer Da'af, I'll give the muftach. He goes back to his spot and finishes off so if the one who took over to be makra had not been listening to all the chazar shouts, and obviously v'kolshkin k'shesoch be'emsa v'kach v'yokol l'saim sim shalom, he can't say the bracha of Sim Shalom because it's a famous not part of it's not he doesn't have a full Shemoneh Esrei. He missed part of Shemoneh Esrei by not listening to it. The chosel of bracha shel fada. Avim amakar kima mitchila batzoyv rei shemay koina. So he is kilo he davened through shemay koina. So he davened all of Shemoneh Esrei up to this point, and then he finishes off Sim Shalom. Okay, all of the two, Shehu Ba'atzim, Yaisayim Gamsim Shalom, Kreshul Tia, Atfilam of Sekas, Malichas, Hashatz, Miyaduchim, Limikar, Merlifin Yatev. So it's much better. He can just very smoothly continue on as opposed to the Chazan has to come back down from the Duchim and go back to his space, etc. So we're going to prefer that option. And Lehepech, the Chazan Mil Shemun Esrei. So he interrupts for Duchenim, but he has to finish his Shemun Esrei. So he'll listen to the Makri Sim Shalom, and he has to Shemek Oin, and then we can't hear Tfilah Shatz, but Tfilah Sim Shalom, but what? Otherwise, what you're going to end up with the Shatz, davened 18 of the 19 Brochas. He didn't say, this person who was the Shatz only said 18 Brochas.
Six of the seven.
And he forgot the last one. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. V'das Agrah b'Biyura, the Toiv Yosef Yisayim Hashatz Ba'atzma Tomid, Chem Der Chachayim, Chayyarim, Sharachayim, His Kulim Iskir B'Stam Shisayim Al-Chasa Ba'atzmoy, Well, Iskir Eitzaduah Maveras Shulchan Aruch. They all go with no, we give the preference to, in the case of the Kayan is Mufta, the Kayan slash Shatz is Mufta, he should finish off, and we shouldn't have somebody else take over. Okay. Okay. Zogt Chaber Chafalov. Ainu kanam Shem Lanagin Birchas Kahanim Shnayim Shlosh and the Gunim. Shum the Ikal Mechas the Tir Vadas. Vein Lanagin Elam Nigun Echad with Kila Bad Seif. So they. So we want We use the same tune again and again and again, as opposed to each time use a different tune, because that's just because they're busy focusing on getting the tune right, not on getting the word the Rechus Kanim right. Pebe's the Terfadas. Because they're busy focusing on getting the nigger right, they're going to lose their concentration on getting saying the where they are in the psukim, etc. Even though we market to them, am I Yishmerecha, Vichuneka, or Shalom? Where am I? You know, tune one, two, or three. You know, that's all you need, right? Okay, fine. Mele Nagin. Chel Chazanim b'chol mokem shem Nagin. So the Taz says that we shouldn't be singing multiple nagunim in one inyan. So over here, Birchas Kanim is one inyan. So we use the same nigun for Yishmerecha and Vichunecha and Shalom. As opposed to, you know, Pasha the Taz, you know, you have the first line of Kedusha is one nigun. Next line of Kedusha is another nigun. Next line of Kedusha is a third nigun. He doesn't like that. Okay. Rabbi says it's not so bad. Okay, it doesn't have the same concern as we have over here, especially nowadays we're davening from a sitter. And they all should sing the same tune, as opposed to different tunes. So this, you know, that's definitely confusing.
Different kohani.
Different kohani, but each one with third. Start a different nigun. Definitely confusing. Besides being a cacophony, and the purpose of the nigun is to make it nicer. You know, you don't want to. Okay. Chav beis mishalim shei hamakar yisrael. We prefer that the makar should be yisrael, not a kohen. Because chazan kohen yamal yisrael etzlo yikra kahanim v'yakar yisrael machazan emir v'shoysik. In the case of the chazan is not going up and he's a kohen, somebody else should be a makar. You say to them, and you're not one of them, so that should be Yisrael doing it. Preferably, the shot should not be a kohen. So the Yisrael will stand next to the shatz and be makar. Chazan and Mishra. It's a Pirish Agamar Birchas Kanim. Yeah. Oh, Mishim Shalom Elif, Yermer Chazan Ma'atzim, and the Chazan will finish off the rest. When they call, Din Zavit Shalom Makabar, Himu Akronim Shein Zerach HaKhila, Shein Shalom Mishri Deil HaKras, Yakrish Akron Hashatz Ba'atzim. Case where he's the only person who's comfortable being Makra, knows how to be Makra properly, he'll be Makra.
When he says Yisrael, he means Levi also, right?
Levi will be the same as Yisrael. Okay, let's hold it here. Yeah.